career is one of the best career in a young man, in his early years, up to form. And I was extremely lucky as a trainee. I had a job of Captain Maliki. Every 5 o'clock, he would call all of us to come to the bridge for that lecture.
Welcome, this is Life at Sea. My name is Hope Oriri, and today on the program, we'll be speaking with Captain Sunday Umore. He's the Director of Maritime Safety and Seafarer Standards and Certification Department of the Nigerian Maritime Administration and Safety Agency, NIMASA. Captain Umore will be speaking with us on the importance of mentoring for seafarers and the place of safety in seafaring. Captain, you're welcome.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Thank you very much, and to all the listeners, very good morning to you all. As earlier mentioned, I'm Captain Sunday Michael Umore, Head of Maritime Safety and Seafarer Standards Department of Nigerian Maritime Administration and Safety Agency. By virtue of my position, every aspect of maritime safety, safety pollution control, every aspect of maritime safety and the training and certification of seafarers fall under my purview. Well, as highlighted earlier, I mean, the main point of mentoring.
Yes.
Seagoing career, I can tell everyone, is one of the best career in a young man, in his early teens can opt for. It's like they always will say, catch them young.
Yes.
Being regimented, the training being regimented, do call for humility. That's a young lady and a young man that is ready to lay it all and take up the burden of training.
Yes.
Regimentation is not for the faint-hearted. It means every aspect of your life is going to be monitored, it's going to be regulated.
Yes.
Someone is going to tell you when to wake up. Someone is going to tell you have to be jogging. If you misbehave, you have to be punished.
Yes.
Accordingly, like when we were in the academy, the current Maritime Academy of Nigeria, there was the basic concept of the fact that from Monday to Friday, while you are in the academy, that you are on board a vessel. And it means that when you're on board the vessel, you cannot go out. There's no shore leave. We call it shore leave at sea. You can't go out.
Okay.
And so you are stuck in there. You are docked in there because you are surrounded by waters. You can't jump in there to think of even swimming. And you are expected to stay on board the vessel. And then again, the other principle of collective responsibility on board the ship was also introduced there, which means if one person makes a mistake, you know,
yes,
the consequences of such mistakes will be felt by all.
Yes.
And so if one cadet breaks any aspect of the laws in the academy, all the cadets get punished.
Wow.
And so imagine then, I think we're about under 100. Imagine having 100 young boys locked up in a school. And you can imagine that at every point in time, somebody's going to transgress. Somebody's going to make a mistake. So
okay,
everybody's going to get punished.
Okay. But then, in such situation, I see a teamwork doing quite a lot.
Excellent.
Good.
Excellent.
So how did that help to build teamwork in cadets at that time?
In all NHC, I will put it this way, teamwork and corporate social responsibility. Somehow, we call it corporate because it's company that handles it, so you can now say cadet social responsibility.
Okay.
Because, you know, on board the vessel, like you said, if one guy strike a match, you know, causes an accident and the ship explodes, everybody's going to go down.
Definitely.
So at every point in time, you are not just being careful,
yes,
you're also watching your friends back, and you're also the big brother that's watching over the other guy, that he does not make any mistake.
Yes.
That this will be felt by all. So it becomes a family. There was absolutely nothing about ethnicity or whatever, religion or anything. We were,
yes,
like one. We're all cadets.
Yes.
You know, cadets was the common word. And so we just had to live together. Because on board the ship, if you're on a ship, that is leaving Lagos to Singapore at the normal economic speed, that takes you about 21 days.
Yeah.
It means 21 days on uninterrupted voyage. So for 21 days, you're going to be locked up. If the ship is 100 meters in length, 150 meters in length and 50 meters breadth, it means within that perimeter, you're all locked up. The 21 of you, it depends on the number of crew, you're going to be locked up there for that 21 days. And so you're not going to see any new person. So you are stuck with someone. If you're angry with someone, you can't run away from the person.
You just have to make up.
Yep. You're going to go for your meal together.
Together.
Give an assignment together. So you just can't help. You just can't help being friends. You know, you just have to be friends with everybody.
Okay. You know? So now.
The teamwork gets stronger. Actually, yes, ma'am.
Plays a lot. Fine. Okay. Now, looking at the experience you had, life at sea as a cadet, and then your career life working at sea as well. I would like you, as our tradition on this program, to share with us three principal things that younger seafarers should hold on to and run with to become good seafarers in the future.
Okay. You know, first I'll take up the aspect of being focused. You just can't succeed as a seafarer without being focused. Focus on the end game. What is your, if you are in the deck department, your focus is that I am going to be a captain in the next 10 or 12 years.
Yeah.
And of course, everything, you just must do everything to meet that mark. You know, we have records on board the vessels, your sea service records, that's going to talk about your conduct, that's going to talk about everything about you. The report that will be sent out there, those are the things that will be judged. You see, the training is such that it's in first training. You do your classwork as a cadet, and then you go to sea for 12 months now. In our time, it was 18 months. Go to sea for 18 months for the sea training, the practical aspect of training.
Yeah.
And then you go back for your first exams. After your exams and your qualification, if you are certificated, then you go back to sea again to work for a specific number of years. When you acquire your sea term, you go back to school. So it's technically for at least 3-4 times before you hit your final position, which is a master, a captain, or a chief engineer. So you need to be focused on your end point. That is what I want to be. Unless you just want to truncate what they call arrested development, unless you want to truncate your career. But if not, you just have to set your high time. Once in a while, somebody will come in that may not really like you. He's a senior officer. He tries to push you a little too hard. You just have your mindset on the goal. Okay. I want to be a captain.
Yeah.
The guys working in Nigeria, yes, they are a bit lucky. But for people like us, that when the Nigerian National Shipping Line went down, we had to go out to the Far East. We went out to Singapore.
Yes.
Not your father's man.
Yes.
The ship does not belong to your father, your uncle, or anybody. All the crew are foreign crew. And sometimes you are just the only African on board. So we went through, I'm not going to use those strong words that are probably not allowed in the press, but we went through tough times.
Wow.
But we knew what we wanted. They'll call you names. You just don't care about the names. Okay. So after being focused again, so the next thing, you know, seafaring program is a very dynamic program.
Yes.
So at every point in time, you must stay tuned up. That's why we have books on board the ships, reference books. It's compulsory that you must have books on board the vessel. Yes, you are supposed to know everything, but what you don't know is always a reference book. And there are regulations. International Maritime Organization continuously churning out new regulations based on event-led situation. If there's an accident today, a particular thing is noted to be the root cause of the accident, it may now cascade back into an introduction of a new thing in shipping. So at every point in time, you must stay abreast, because if not, there's absolutely no middle ground, no mediocrity in shipping.
Yeah.
You just must be agile. You must be dynamic. So you must stay tuned to what's happening out there. And then, of course, the issue of mentorship, like you said.
Yes.
You can't succeed at sea without the mentorship program. I was extremely lucky as a trainee. I had a chief mate, the chief officer. I can mention his name because it's something I always want people to clap for him, Captain Maliki.
Okay.
Every 5 o'clock in the evening, every 5 o'clock, he will call all of us, the cadets, to come to the bridge for further lecture. He will tell him what you have studied for the day, and you talk about the practical application about it, the theory aspect of it. He will take us on a daily basis for the 18 months I was with Captain Maliki without fail. He was doing it. And you find out cadets that went through him, cadets that do go through such mentorship, because you are just coming out from school. and then being thrown into the sea. If you don't have officers that can mentor you, you come out to be a bad officer.
That's
but if you have officers that mentor you well, you come out to be one of the best officers. And so I also took it upon myself when I became a senior officer to keep the mentorship program that I learned from my chief officer then, who is now the captain. Yeah. I also kept it on. Every evening, I must meet with my cadets, see what they did for the day, you know, talk about it. So they all grew up because, like he always would tell us, he said, look, consider this officer on duty and you are in your cabin sleeping. If he's not a good officer, he's going to ram into an accident.
Obviously.
And if the vessel gets involved in an accident, everybody's going to go down if the ship sinks. And so you must be sure that you sort of replicate yourself. You know, there's one movie we watched that is called Multiplicity. You know, just replicating yourself. Let that guy be your mini you.
Yeah.
So whatever you know, let it be entrusted on him. And then you can actually sleep with your eyes closed. So that's the mentorship is very key at sea. Mentorship is very key at sea. You're not planning for anybody to go down because, unfortunately, if it goes down, you may have to also go down with the person. You
that's
know?
True.
Was open to see to cadet.
Okay.
Every trainee that has any issue that seeks further clarification should feel free to drop in or call the department for whatever support or whatever information he needs, and we will always be there to support them, because that's why we're there.
That's nice. Thank you so much, Captain Umoren, for speaking with us and giving key tips that can help younger seafarers. We're glad you shared this with us, and we know that one or two persons out there will definitely pick them up and run with them. Thank you so much.
Thank you, man. It's always a pleasure.